Kind of an interesting development, at least I thought it was, in choosing a board chair. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can. Commissioner Gamble and I, this is our second year doing this, so last year kind of thrown to the wolves, and we don't have any training and any explanation as to how we set those seats, and unfortunately it was similar this year. So walking into it, I felt that competent and as intelligent as Commissioner Gamble and I are, we're still very new and still learning the ropes and how to do it. So that left three people. And my understanding was that Commissioner Martinson liked being the vice chair and would be a good candidate to remain in that seat. So it left two people open, Jan and Sue, and Jan had been in the seat for quite some time. So I made the motion to nominate Sue. She seconded it. And then the three others voted against it, so that was turned down. And Commissioner Gamble made the motion for Jan to remain as the board chair, and that passed.
Okay. Historically, it seems to me that's usually a revolving position. That's why I ask.
Yeah, and it did not revolve last year.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what happened there, and there was no discussions of it moving or revolving. And fortunately for the constituents, we do not have conversations with each other outside of the board meetings, which would violate open meeting law. So there was no agreements or discussions. And so it's a learning experience. And I believe that that's part of what we're going to cover at the retreat.
So I did notice that there is a retreat scheduled. And when is it going to be?
We have right now, it looks like all confirmations that February 4th will be the commissioner retreat, and we will all be available to work together.
Okay. Now, also, one of the jobs that takes place at this so-called reorganization meeting is setting of various committee assignments. The board has dozens and dozens of committees, and each of you are on many, many of them. But there's usually a primary representative and an alternate or second in case somebody can't attend meetings. So how has that been working?
That has been working great. We did, once again, last year and this year, we knocked off committees that had not been meeting if they had not met for the entire year or only met once and decided not to continue. So we did knock some off and reduce some of them. And then for the most part, we remained where we're at, except for that Commissioner Gamble had a conflict on his schedule, and so we just flipped, and I am now the primary on the biomass and the CCLAP meeting.
Okay. Now, because there are so many meetings, how's the attendance commissioner-wise been?
I believe that that is something that we will need to look at and discuss at retreat and set a policy. We do not, on a regular basis, check in with each other, nor do we get a report from anyone stating where we're at on that. And there has been discussion of some commissioners not being able to make the meetings due to other requirements of their job. And so, to me, and I believe to the other commissioners also, it's extremely important. These are given to us for a reason, and the people that are on them expect our participation and want to know that we support them. So to me, it's highly important, and anyone who watches the video will see that it got a little heated in there for a little bit yesterday, and I apologize, but it's important to me.
Okay, before I let you go, just what do you personally expect to get out of this February 4th retreat? What are you looking for?
I am looking for our board to make a monumental change and to move into a direction of setting policy and getting down to the work when we're there, and hopefully finding a way to allow our department heads to do their jobs and have less interaction with us, because they spend a lot of time sitting in that commissioner room, and some of it important and some of it not so important.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect that having a county administrator in Jay Keefe, that this will also affect that relationship?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, we've been speaking with Commissioner Heidi Dukirk. She joins us in rotation throughout the year. Thank you very much, and stay warm, Heidi.
Yep, I'm trying not to discuss that because it's off the subject for today, as I hear when I'm listening this morning. So keep safe, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yep, bye.